Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Masecht es Tainis Perig Aleph Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that Machloik is when we start saying Moedet HaGeshem. When we mention the Shvach of rain. I'm sure you remember we learned the Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds from the first day of Sukkot, and Rabbi Yeshua holds from Shmini Atzeres. Now remember, there are two things. There's mentioning Moed HaGeshem as a Shvach during the Brach of Tchiyas HaMesim, and there's also asking for rain, and that's during Baruch Aleinu. When do we start asking for rain? When do we start saying the same Tal Umata Levracha? Zok the Mishnah. Now, I want to tell you, this is really the second pshat in the Bab Tanura, but we're going to learn it first because it's simpler to understand the Mishnah this way. Ein shayel nesak sham, we don't start asking the same talumata levracha, ella samech l'kshamim, only near the time that it's actually supposed to rain, that we want it to rain. We're going to see later when that time is. Zakta Mishnah vayter, Rabbi Yehuda says, now, basically, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua. We're not even going to mention Moirid HaGeshem until Shmini Atzeres. Well, isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yeshua says? And the answer is no. Rabbi Yeshua says, we start Shachris. And Rabbi Yehuda says, only by Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'oivir lefnei ateva, that means the Shliach Tzibur who davens before the Amid, B'yamte v'achrin shel Chag. During the last day of Sukkot, which means Shmini Atzeres. So you should know. There's a shliach tzibur for Shachris, and there's a shliach tzibur for Mosef, but only ha'achroin, only the second shliach tzibur, the one who's davening Mosef, masker, he mentions Moed HaGeshem. Harishain, the one that's davening Shachris, Einai masker, does not say Moed HaGeshem. He still says Moed HaTal, and the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So we explained earlier, even though in Mishnah Aleph the Bat Tanura said Halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, it just meant to say that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, who says we start at the beginning of Sukkot. But it's not mamish like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, by Shachris, Rabbi Yehuda says we start from Musaf. What's the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should only start by Musaf, and not by Shachris? The Yerushalmi explains, if we'll start saying Shmini Atzeres by Shachris, what about the people who didn't come to Shul by Maariv? Sometimes it was dangerous to go out at night, or for whatever reason, they couldn't come by Maariv. They're going to think, oh, Stam is supposed to start saying Shmini Atzeres by Maariv, at the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. And the next year, what are they going to do? Some will say by Maariv, some will say by Shachris. There'll be different groups, and the Torah says, Lois is going to do. No, everyone should start at the same time. So therefore, we start by Musaf. Everybody will understand, you don't say it by Shachris. And of course, you don't say it last night by Maariv. Weiter sagt Rabbi Yehuda, until when do we say Moed HaGeshem? So B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, HaRishon, the first Shliach Tzibur, that is davening Shachris Masker, he still says Moed HaGeshem. But that's the last Moed HaGeshem for the year. The second Shliach Tzibur, HaAchron, the one that's davening Musaf on the first day of Pesach, ain't a Masker, because now the summer officially started. Now we also understand from this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not going to say the same Talamater during Chol HaMoed Pesach. If by Musaf on the first day we stop saying Moed HaGeshem, for sure we stop asking for rain. Wait a second, so you're telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda, we stop asking for rain Chol HaMoed Pesach. In other words, the last time we said the same Talamater is Erev Pesach. Because during Yom Tov we don't say Baruch Aleinu. So how do you learn Vayter Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah goes on to say, Ad Emesai Shleil Nesak Shem, until when do we ask for rain? In other words, until when do we say the same Talimatar? Zakta Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Achi Yavara Pesach, until Pesach passes. In other words, during Chol HaMoed Pesach, we still say the same Talimatar. But didn't you just finish telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we for sure don't say it Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, Terei Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. There was a machloikis amongst the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda actually said. Sometimes when we say the word Tana, it refers to Tanoim, the Tzaddikim that were in the times of the Mishnayos, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yehuda that we learned about here. Sometimes the word Tana means the Talmud that repeated or continued to chazer what the Rebbe said. So according to some, and that was the version of the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, we start saying the same Beracha on the first day of Chol HaMoed, right by Maariv, as soon as Yom Tov is over. Meaning to say, the first day of Yom Tov is over, and in Chutz Laretz, the next night. According to the other Tana, meaning the other Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah reads that Emesai Shoyel and Esakshom, until when do we say the same Talimotar, until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, according to this version, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ad Sheyavra Pesach. In other words, through Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we still say the same Talimotar. Rabbi Meir says, we continue to say the same Talimotar, Ad Sheyetze Nisan, until the month of Nisan passes. In other words, until the end of the month. And he brings a raya that the entire Chodesh Nisan is still the time for rain. Shenemar, for the Pasuk says, Vayoyded Lachem Geshem, Moira Umalkosh Berishain. Let's touch these words. But before we do so, let's explain what's happening over here in the Navi. During the days of Yoel HaNavi. Now look at your Nach and tell me. Do you have a Nach Yoel? You'll probably tell me, I have Yeshua, I have Shmuel, I have Yeshaya, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, Eiv, Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel. No, I don't see a Yoel. Where's Yoel? And the answer is, take another closer look, and you'll see that part of Tanakh is called Trei Asar. Trei Asar has within it 12 Nevi'im. And amongst those 12 Nevi'im is Yoel. During the days of Yoel HaNavi, there was a hunger for 7 years. And when the time came that the hunger was over, the month of Adar had passed, and it still hadn't rained. On the first day of Nisan, it started to rain. The Navi said they should continue to plant, and they planted, and the rain continued. On the fifth day of Nisan, the Tfuah began to sprout. That was a Nes. It normally doesn't grow so fast. By Tezayin Nisan, by the 16th day of Nisan, they were ready makriv the carbon omer. So the Pasuk says, V'yorid lachem geshe. The rain will come down. Moira. Moira refers to yorid. That's the rain that comes down right after you plant. Umalkosh. Malkosh is during a normal season the second rains, the rains that come down afterwards. We'll see later in Mishnah Gimel exactly what the meaning of the word is, the taitra of the word is. But right now it's enough for us to know that Moira means the first rain, the rain that comes down right after the planting, and Malkosh is the second rain, the rain that comes afterwards. And it's going to come down Berishain during the first month, during Nisan. But because the Pasuk doesn't say which day during Nisan, so it's mashma that officially the entire month is still a month that it could rain. As they halt Reb Meir. But Reb Yehuda says that was a nes. What happened then was a miracle. We don't learn from Maisa Nisan. La Maisa, the halach, is not like the second version of Reb Yehuda, and not like Reb Meir. But the halacha is like the first version of Rabbi Yehuda, that we stop both saying Moedet HaGeshem, which is the praise to Hashem, as well as asking for rain on the first day of Pesach. Okay, so let's put things into perspective here. Let's chazer over. There are three shitas as to when to stop saying Moedet HaGeshem and to stop asking for the same Talimotar. The first shita, that's the first version of Rabbi Yehuda, holds it's during Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Of course, we're saying Talimatar, we're going to stop Erev Pesach, because that's the last time we say Baruch Alein. The second version holds, when do we stop saying Merida Geshem, and we stop asking for the same Talimatar? The official time is Maariv Matzi Yom Tov Pesach. Matzi Yom Tov, the last day or days of Pesach in Chutz Laretz. That's the second version of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning throughout Chol HaMoed, we still say, according to this version, the same Talimotar. The third shita, as to when we stop saying Merid HaGeshem and we stop asking the same Talimotar, is that it would be the Maariv of the first day of Chodesh Iyar. That would be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Also in our Mishnah we learned that Rabbi Yehuda says it's only the second Baal Tefillah, the one that's davening Musaf, who starts to say Merid HaGeshem. Not the Baal Tefillah's davening Shachris. Do you remember why? So he said, if we're going to start by Shachris, some people will think you actually started or you're supposed to start the night before by Shemini Atzeres, by Maariv. It's just that we weren't here. And the next year, some people will stop by Maariv, but we don't want that. We don't want some people starting by Maariv and some people starting by Shachris. So this way, Yom Tov morning, everyone comes to Shul. Everybody will hear, you don't even start by Shachris. You only start by Musaf. So they'll know for sure that you don't start by Maariv. There's another reason also. We need the Shamish to make an announcement. And from now on, we're starting to say Mayrid HaGeshem. That's what happens on Shemini Atzeres. Before Musaf, the Shamish gives a bang and he says, Mayrid HaGeshem. So why can't he give a bang before Shachris and say, Mayrid HaGeshem? And the answer is, some hold that even the Shamish or the Gadai is not permitted to be Mafsik before Shachris between Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. So by Shachris, you're saying Birchas Kriyashma, and it has to be Tekev L'Geula Tefillah. We don't even say Kaddish then. Straight from Gal Yisrael to Shemon Esrei. So how can the Meshamish call out Mayrid HaGeshem then? So therefore, we'd much rather wait until Musaf. Now let me ask you something. Why does the Shamish have to call out Mayrid HaGeshem? Everyone should know. They should all learn Masechtas Tainis, and then they should look up the Mishnah Berurah, and they should know what the Halach is when you start. And the answer is that L'chol HaShitas, the Tzibur, does not start Mayrid HaGeshem until they hear a public announcement, Mashav HaRuach Mayrid HaGeshem. The only question is, should somebody call out before Musaf, Mashav HaRuach Mayrid HaGeshem, the way we do, and then even by the quiet Shemon Esrei, on Shemini Atzeres Musaf, we already say Mayrid HaGeshem, there are those who hold, you don't call out before Musaf, and they taka will only hear the Baal Tefillah say Mayrid HaGeshem, but the Tzibur is not going to start saying Mayrid HaGeshem until Mincha. You want to look up more about this, so take out a Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Yud Dalid Sif Beis. Now, what about on Pesach? So L'chor, you would say it's the same thing on Pesach. You just call out Mayrid HaTal. Well, dear, it's not so simple. According to Minik Svard, that says Mayrid HaTal during the summer instead of Mayrid HaGeshem. So in a Hanami, the same way you call out Mayrid HaGeshem, you would call out Mayrid HaTal. But if you daven Ashkenaz, and you don't say Mayrid HaTal during the summer, so when do you stop saying Mayrid HaGeshem? You can't call out, no more Mayrid HaGeshem. It doesn't sound right. That sounds like, oh, we don't need rain anymore. It sounds like we're not appreciative of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's bracha. So according to Minik Ashkenaz, the Baal Tefillah by Musaf on the first day of Pesach, he's not going to say Mayrid HaGeshem. Once everyone hears, you don't say Mayrid HaGeshem. So by Mincha, that's when everyone's going to start saying Mayrid HaTal. There's another nafkamin al halacha, whether you daven Sfar or Ashkenaz. Those that have a minik to say Mayrid HaTal, if they forgot during the winter to say Mayrid HaGeshem, and instead of Mayrid HaGeshem they said Mayrid HaTal, they don't have to go back. They don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, because that's a shvach to Hashem. But if you don't say Mayrid HaTal, and you forgot to say Mayrid HaGeshem, means you're saying nothing. They would have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Okay, so those are some of the inyanim that is discussed over here in our Mishnah, and in the sugyas in the Gemara, and in the Pesukim.